Yup, that's me. I've always been skinny, but not like the skinny white guys who skateboard and have lean six-pack abs. More like the skinny fat South Asian guys who look like they're 3 months pregnant. I wanted a physique like this, but I just couldn't stay consistent. I tried eating more vegetables and it was fucking gross. I tried working out on the floor of my living room and it was embarrassing. As soon as my parents would open the door, I'd quickly stand up because I didn't want them to see me doing sit-ups. And worst of all, I just can't stop eating junk food. It's like my coping mechanism for when I'm stressed, which is basically all the time since I'm brown and my dad beats me. But no matter how hard this journey is, how big the mountain is in front of me, my desire, my goal, my mission to become attractive and clap cheeks is bigger. And so at age 17, I start lifting and eating more protein. Weighing in at 115 pounds, Hamza, victim weight Ahmed. I start on a bro split. Chest, back, skip legs, shoulders, arms. I'm so weak that I can't even press the empty barbell and I can only get a couple reps with the empty adjustable dumbbells, so I'm using my mum's pink dumbbell set instead. Seriously. Like, really. I probably had like two-digit testosterone at this point, but I'm motivated and I'm showing up consistently. And that's when it happens. One day, I'm working out, everything's normal. I'm doing seated dumbbell overhead press for shoulders. And then I randomly get a pretty bad headache. But it's not a normal headache that's usually at the front of your head. It's at the back of my head, and it's throbbing to the same rhythm as my heart. It's so painful that I have to stop working out and I feel like shit for a few hours. That's okay, it happens. I'll just finish this shoulder day tomorrow. The next day, I go to my garage, which is where my little home gym is, and I'm doing the same exercise, overhead press, and it happens again. I just randomly get another fucking headache. I'm pissed. It's annoying as fuck. I go take paracetamol, and I stand around in my garage. I try and hit another set, but I just can't push hard. The workout's ruined again, and again, and again. Every single workout I do, I'm getting a tension headache, and it's so much more painful than a regular headache, and it only happens when I'm lifting. It's happened every day for a week in a row until one day I'm literally sat on the floor of my gym crying. This journey is hard enough as it is. Why do I have an extra thing to deal with? I just want to make progress and not be limited by this. I almost feel hopeless. It's just so fucking annoying to not be able to work out properly because of something that's outside of your control. But instead of feeling sorry for myself, I decide I'm gonna find a way to reduce the likelihood of this happening. Stay hydrated, don't hold your breath, lower the weight, and don't get so close to failure. And it finally works. I start having headache-free gym sessions again. And in just a few months, I take my first progress picture and I'm actually pretty happy. So let's go over my progress pictures together. I started at 17 years old with a weird, tall, slenderman slash puffy, skinny fat physique. After a few months, it was this picture I showed you here. And then after about a year, I'm 18 years old, and this is the picture that I took. I stuck to my bro split workout routine, and I missed a bunch of leg days, but I actually started to have some decent definition and some shape. You know, I've got some shape around the chest, the bicep, and the shoulders. I think my arms and my shoulders grew particularly quickly because of the fact that I was doing an entire day for them. My diet was still absolutely terrible at this point. I'm mostly just eating sugar, and every 2-3 days I'd have a cheat day, which doesn't even make sense. It's not even a cheat day if it's basically your diet. I remember when I'd go to the store and I'd buy a bunch of like desserts and cakes and crisps and Lucozade energy drinks and all this stuff. And I'd bring it back home and my brother would look at me and he'd say like, how can you eat that? You know, that's not part of your diet, your calories, your macros. And I would just say to him like, no, but I'm, you know, it's a cheat day. Cause I was watching so many of these cheat day, 10,000 calorie challenges on YouTube. And I thought it was fine, but my diet was definitely limiting the progress I could have been making. In terms of girls at this point, I'm basically still like a kissless little virgin. But I'm texting more girls though. And you know, maybe now I'm starting to get like a match every now and then on dating apps. This one time I had 2 matches on Tinder, like just 2 matches in my account. And I had messaged both of them the same thing of like, oh, hey, like, what are you up to? And the next time I went on Tinder, both of the matches were gone. And of course, a match can disappear if the girls unmatched you. But I was like, no, there's no way that both unmatched me at the same time. You know, it's got to be like some kind of bug. And I actually emailed Tinder support telling them like, oh, yeah, there's got to be some kind of bug. You know, like I lost all my matches, the two girls.
And I don't even think they ever replied, but I wonder how like funny that would have been to see an email from me like, yeah, you know, something's wrong with your app. And you can see, no, the girls manually just pressed like unmatch from this sub five.
So then 2 years in, I'm 19 years old and now I'm actually getting some really good attraction from girls, more than average guys. Like my physique is actually pretty good. I've been training fairly consistently. Now I've moved out to university, like I'm living in this big student accommodation, which means that I can fuck. So I had my first girlfriend around here. I lost my virginity. And then when I'm single, I'm starting to like get with some girls. And it becomes a pretty normal thing for girls to start complimenting my body at this point. And I'm learning so much faster about women than most guys because of the fact that I'm in these environments where a lot of fucking is happening. You know, university, parties, nightclubs, this is where people go to when they just want to smash. And so I'm seeing so much of it. But the biggest difference between me and other guys is I just have like a bit of an obsessive personality. So instead of just trying to like date and, you know, be attractive to girls, I'm doing so much extra research. Like I was putting together the first ever like looksmaxing protocol around this point before looksmaxing was even a term. And so if we fast forward another year, my third year into lifting, and I'm about 20 years old, by now I'm already a Chad. I'm meeting girls and fucking them within minutes, sometimes even in public, like next to the local Sainsbury's of my town. I meet the guys I used to be friends with and I completely mock them now. And a lot of this is down to my physique, but I'm generally just getting better with girls and just being more of a masculine guy. I'm getting complete Chad treatment from girls, which is interesting because my face isn't a 10 out of 10 like a lot of guys believe you need. I just have the physique and confidence that's carrying me. My physique here is probably a lot of guys' dream physique. I'm lean, but with a great amount of muscle mass because I've just been training for 3 years consistently. I haven't taken any time off. And honestly, in some of these pictures, I wouldn't even blame you if you started to question if I was still natural or not, but I was completely natural at this point. Then my fourth year of weightlifting, I'm 21 years old, and this was the first point where I started to actually regress and lose progress. And of course, you probably know the reason why. I fell in love with a girl and I got complacent. This is what happens on this journey. You start and you're pissed off that you're not attracting girls. So you put in the work with looks maxing, confidence and physique, and you start to attract them. You find your favorite girl, but then you start getting lazy with the things that leveled you up in the first place. I say that I'm bulking, but really I'm just not being disciplined in my diet, and I end up losing a lot of the beautiful shape that I had. It's not bad. I'm sure some guys would look at this and say this physique's still decent, but it's not good enough for being like 4 years into weightlifting. And then COVID hits. So of course I do what every guy did at that point. I shave off all my hair and look even worse. Now, come on, it wasn't that bad. There we go. So when the COVID lockdown is in full force and they've closed all the gyms, my plan was to do bodyweight workouts inside of my apartment. And I probably did it twice before I basically just stopped working out completely. And I also stopped like tracking my macros and calories and everything. So I just completely fell off the fitness grind and I start to really regress in my physique. And of course, I feel so much worse with this. I've spoke a lot about this period of my life when I was basically addicted to a lot of the dopaminergic bad habits, but I was also trying to build a business at the same time. So we don't need to go into it so much today. But in terms of my physique, just seeing it disappear from my eyes, It was tough to deal with. One, actually because of, you know, what I looked like, but also two, just because of the benefits of exercise on your health and happiness. So this was like a very tough time for me. I remember I used to journal for like hours a day, just feeling like depressed and sorry for myself. You know, the gyms were closed, but that doesn't mean that you can't get a good workout in. And so after struggling with this for a while, in my fifth year of weightlifting, I'm 22 years old, and that's when I move back home to my family's home, and I start training with the gymnastic rings in a park because the gyms are closed. And boom! Discipline, get shredded. It's my best physique so far in my entire life, and my six-pack looks fucking awesome. You know why? Because I stopped listening to all the advice of people online saying you don't need to train your abs. It's just revealed in the kitchen. That was fucking bullshit. So I had a new morning routine. I would wake up, brush my teeth, and then I would do about 10 minutes of ab training. So I would do like lying down crunches, leg raises, and long lever planks. Those are very special ones, by the way. It's like a normal plank, but you basically just like extend your elbows to the point that it almost is on like the line of your eyes or your forehead, and it's just way harder. And this just built like such a strong looking six pack compared to like the fluffy one that I used to have before. I turned 23 years old. It's about 6 years of training, and I just look amazing, honestly. And yes, I'm still natural. And honestly, when you look at these pictures, there is something missing, which is just a more attractive hairstyle and beard.
Shaving off all your hair is really cool to do once in a while. To commit to something like Adonis Protocol, which is my 50-day discipline challenge, it's inside of like one of my programs. But to be honest, you do want to keep up your looks outside of that. So I do a buzz cut and I go bald maybe like once a year when I want to go ghost mode and I don't even want to date for a few months. But around here was when I actually wanted to look more attractive. And so if we jump forward a little bit, I start to make money. This is what you saw in episode 2, July 2021. That video popped off for me and I was selling a fitness program. So I start making like $15,000 a month. And so I get better clothes. The gyms open up. So I sign up to the fancy gym in my town. I start going to a good barber and getting a better haircut. My physique is fucking sick at this point. Like I'm back to good looks and confidence and dating again. Knowing I started like this. If the black pill existed around the time that I was young, I would have been black pilled and been convinced that I was like destined to be like a normie or a sub 5. But I got to like Chad level in just a few years. And some people might look at these pictures and say, no, you're not a Chad. You know, you've got to look different for a Chad. But having a guy rate me is fucking gay. There's only one way to know if you're a Chad, which is if girls treat you like a Chad. And at this point, they well and truly were. So then 25 years old, I've been working out for about 7 years, and here I think I have a 10 out of 10 natural physique. I look fucking beautiful at this point. And I know you're supposed to pretend to be humble, but come on. This is just amazing. Like this physique, this look, this sharpness, when you remember where I started, I fucking did that. You can already imagine the effect that this physique had on my dating life. I started to obsess over optimizing my Tinder profile, my Instagram, because I wanted to increase my dating options. And I'm not ashamed of that because I made huge progress. The average guy gets 0 to 1 matches per day. A good looking guy gets 3 to 5 matches per day. I started getting 20, 30, 40 matches per day on Tinder. Half because of the physique, but also half because of the way that I was taking the pictures. That's why around this time I made my shirtless pictures guide, which I included inside of my aesthetic body course, which is still available inside of Library of Adonis, which is the top link in the description if you're interested. No pressure to buy it, but if you really want to utilize your physique in your dating life, I'm the number one person in the entire world to learn from. Like, look at these pictures. I'm 25 years old. I make about $500,000 a year. I have built a natural fucking 10 out of 10 physique. No drugs, no nothing. And I probably started off with like shit testosterone and all the rest. I really did this shit from years of discipline. Nothing can go wrong. Everything is amazing. Yeah, right? Oh, no way. He's falling in love again. Mwah. So from the peak of that time when I was 25 years old, I go on another bulk. But at this point, I think I shouldn't have bulked anymore because it's just unnecessary. Like bulking when you're first starting off in the first few years of training is so valuable. I 100% had to because I started at like 115 pounds, right? That's like 50 kg. So I had to bulk to get here. But then at this point, this was, in my opinion, a bit of a useless bulk, which just removed a lot of the sharpness with the physique. And so I started to regress here because of the fact that I was in a relationship. It's not the girl's fault, by the way. It's my fault. I just, for some reason, get kind of complacent when I get into a relationship. So you can see here that like I start growing like my beard and my hair out and I just look quite considerably worse than I did just a few months ago. And it is the case, at least for me, that when I look better, I feel better. And when I look worse, I feel worse. So of course here, I'm just feeling way worse than I did just a few months ago. It's like this for a while and I get to about 26, 27 years old. I'm still with the same girlfriend and I start losing the desire for training, thinking that more muscle isn't going to change my life. This is the stage which I call the limp dick lifestyle. It's when you're in a relationship and you start living like this really soft lifestyle where you lose a lot of the desire that you had for these masculine goals, like being strong as fuck, building a really good physique, looking as attractive as possible, becoming successful. And obviously this is like a bad picture with no pump, no glycogen, because I wasn't training much at this point. And I'm sure some guys are looking at this picture and they'll say that this physique isn't that bad. Those guys are unambitious because for me, this physique is bad. I just have another level of ambition compared to most guys. This physique, after almost 10 years of training, is just unacceptable. And so here at 27 years old, living this limp dick lifestyle where I wake up and I don't even have morning wood, and I don't even want to have sex with my girlfriend, and I've lost desire to be competitive and to make progress in business or my physique, and I just don't really want to do anything in life. I have all the symptoms of low testosterone,
And here is where I really start seriously considering taking steroids. If you watched this far of this video, thank you for being here. I pour my heart and soul into the episodes of this series. I talk about such personal things to hopefully just give you some lessons without the scars. Please make sure you're subscribed to this channel because I really want to see my subscriber count grow. Thank you, and I'll see you in the next episode.